New client webinar. Welcome to the Million Dollar Tradie program. And the purpose of the webinar is just to give you a heads up on what to expect out of the program, how it all works, and to help you get the best out of the program working through it. So there's one of three challenges that you're facing. Number one, maybe there's a lack of money in your business. So maybe there's some cash flow challenges, or you're just not making as much money as you'd like to, or you're just not making money at all. Or maybe you're just earning a wage, which is what you know you could earn working for someone else, and that's just not really cutting the mustard. Number two, lack of time. So you're working too many hours, you're missing out on time with family and friends, or doing other stuff that you'd like to, or you've got time management issues, so you're not as organised as you'd like to be, and you really want to get that under control, be a bit more effective with your time. Number three, team challenges. So the team's not working as well as it should, or you're struggling to hire the right people, and you know that's putting a bit of a handbrake on the business, and you really want to get some good new team members on board so you can grow your business. So three challenges. Now, some people have one challenge, some have two, and the high achievers, they've got all three, those superstars. So that's what we're working on. And the reason we've put the program together is we've had so many people come to us and say, hey, look, how do I grow my business and scale it up without just creating chaos? How do I grow it without getting buried in a mountain of paper and just really struggling to stay on top of things? So if you get your business set up properly, it can be super, super profitable. And to buy back your time, so you can enjoy the lifestyle that you got into business for and that you deserve, because you work hard, you want the time, and you want the money as well. And you can have both if you set your business up with the right systems. And what we've found, and we've talked through this during a strategy session, was that there are six levels that plumbing and electrical businesses go through, right from startup, survival, stability, success, and scale, up to the significance level. And as you progress through the different levels of your business, you're going to come against different challenges. So at the survival level, it's about getting more workflow, about getting some team members on board, and you're still really on the tools. As you progress up to stability, it's more about getting some systems organized, building your sales and marketing processes, and making sure you really know your numbers. Success is about thinking about getting a management team in place, operations manager, QS, etc., so you can free your time up to keep growing the business. Scale, it's all about operating as the general manager and working on the key client relationships and giving guidance to your management team. And right at the top level is what we call significance. That's where you get time, money, and freedom, and you can employ a general manager and a board of directors to run your business so you can go off and do other things. So our job is to move you up from the level that you're at, and if you're a member of the program, you're somewhere at the top of survival, stability, success, or scale, and you want to go to the next level after that. And that's why we have the Million Dollar Tradie system. So there's six key areas we focus on. Number one is to know and show your numbers. So you've got to know your pricing, your margins, back costing, doing your KPIs and planning your cash flow. Two is getting the systems right, both on-site and in the office, and using the right technology. Three is hiring the right team and getting a good, a productive work culture. Four is winning more work with good margins and stopping spending time with time wasters and tire kickers. And five is your margins, so as your marketing. So that's getting good leads through your online marketing, through your website, your AdWords, your SEO, and your offline strategies. And there's a lot of really good low-cost strategies that you'll learn through the program, right from using your customer database to your servicing work, to your upselling scripts, and a bunch of others as well. And then right in the middle is leadership. So fish rots from the head first. That's all about your planning, your motivation, the vision you have for your business, and your time management. So have you got your default diary sorted out? Are you planning your time and putting aside a time to invest in growing your business, not just doing the urgent day-to-day stuff, which will be one of your biggest challenges as you go through the program. Okay. So when you join the program, there's a bunch of feelings that you can experience. The first one is probably, hey, some fear and some excitement. So if you're feeling a little bit anxious or fearful, hey, you know, how's this all going to work? I'm investing some money. Is it going to work? How am I going to find the time? And you're feeling really excited about growing your business. You know you can do better. You know that with the right help, you're going to really crack it. Well, that's exactly how you should be feeling. There should be a little bit of fear and excitement, and that's what happens. Those are the feelings you get when you make a good decision about making some change in your business and in your life. So there should definitely be a little bit of fear and some excitement as well. If that's how you feel, you're in the perfect spot. It's exactly how you should be feeling. And that's going to give you the right motivation to push forward to actually own this business and grab by the scruff of the neck and knock it into shape. So getting started on the program. Now, most of you have already done your alignment session. There's a couple of you who have not, and you'll be doing that over the next week or so with Damon. So the alignment session was the critical first session where we get the plan together, get your 90-day plan together, and outline the goals that you're looking to achieve. Now, guys, that planning process is critical. It's not only putting the plan together that first time, it's also learning the process of planning, which is incredibly helpful. So we want you to be able to do that moving forward with your business. Always have a 90-day plan that gives you a sense of focus and direction on where you're heading. And there's a really good webinar in the membership website under the leadership area which talks about how to set yourself up. I think it's called How to Smash 2016, which is giving you all the thought process of how to get your vision right, how to put that 90-day plan together as well. And so your plan will look something like this. Make sure it's on your wall in your office. That's the roadmap that we use to hold you accountable and make sure you're making the progress that you want to make. And typically we choose 10, 12 projects. We just work through those over the next 90 days. It's critical that you always have a 90-day plan. So when this one runs out, ball's in your court to have a crack at doing the next 90-day plan. Send it through to us. We'll check it out for you, give you some suggestions about based on where you're at. Damon and I can follow you up on that. Okay, so that's the plan. And team, the power of written goals is unbelievably, it's just unbelievable. There was a study done at Yale University in the States. Yale University in the States over a 25-year period, and they found that 3% of the people had written goals and plans, and these people accounted for 98% of the wealth. Okay, so there's some lessons there. And I can see it in the members of our program who have been the most successful. They have their vision book set out, they have their 90-day plans, and they focus on their vision book to get that plan and the subconscious mind working on creating that plan happening. So get the vision book done. All the details are in that webinar on how to smash it in 2016. We'll show you how to put that vision book together. How the program works. Okay. So how do we make this work to get you to where you want to go? Well, the resources are these. You've got the monthly education webinars. So that's where we go deep into a topic, give you all the background information and the tools and strategies you need to implement. I will record them all so you can go to the membership site and check them out later. There's a monthly Sherpa call with Damon. So that's your 15-minute phone call to check in, make sure you're on track with your plan, see if you're having any issues, anything you need extra help with, and to make sure that your numbers are looking okay. So you can book those in, you'll get an email, and you can book that into Damon's calendar. Make sure you do that. It's the question and answer webinar, so that's once a month. It's a more informal webinar. I'll just be sitting on the call. You can dial in, ask your questions, we can share information amongst each other. It's the quarterly workshops, which are epic one-day training where everyone on the program gets together and we go deep into a particular topic. It might be marketing, it might be sales, it might be numbers, it could be staff. So absolutely critical you get along to those sessions. You find them super helpful. Access to the Profitable Tradie team. So when you need help, you're working on something, make sure you give us a ring, blast an email through, and make use of the resources. The more questions and the more proactive you are, the better results you'll get, the more help you'll get. Access to the members-only website. So you can jump into the membership site and get the resources and the recordings. And there's a members-only Facebook group as well, which is like an online forum where we can share ideas and ask questions and share our wins, which is a great way of spreading the knowledge that we have as a collective and helping raise the bar across all the members of the program. And for those of you who are on the Platinum program, you'll have your one-on-one coaching sessions as well. So we'll provide the information you need to implement the strategies. It's a bunch of templates on the membership site and case studies so that you know what you need to do. So how do I get help? If I need the life raft, where do I go? Well, the first first thing is to understand a little bit about the philosophy that we have in this coaching program to help you get the best results and the best long-lasting results. Now, as the member or the client, you and your team are responsible for coming up with the first draft of each strategy. That's how you learn. So for instance, if you need to review your website, you need to go and watch the webinar about websites first. And that'll give you the background information that you need to understand what makes a good website, what some of the terms are, what you should be looking for in your website. So we'll provide you the examples and the templates, and then you can version them to suit for your business. And you will need to version things. You probably want to change the phone number sometimes, otherwise someone else might get the calls. Okay. So you have a crack at it, then once you've had a crack at it, send it into us and then we can give you the feedback. Okay, so make sure you check in with us, and that includes anything to do with systems, hiring, firing, websites, marketing, etc. Now, we don't want to let you implement any of the strategies without you getting them reviewed first. Absolutely critical that we do that to give you the best chance for quick success. Okay. If you need to contact us, please do. That's how we get fast results. So you've got your monthly Sherpa call you can use to do that. You've got the question and answer webinar, which is like a group coaching session in many respects. Plus, you can contact us directly, and please do that. If you need help on something specific or you've got a piece of work you'd like us to review, put your hand up, shoot an email through, blast a phone call through to the team. We'd like to be seen as a partner in your business. So the more proactive you are about getting help, obviously the more help you're going to get. And we say we put aside up to an hour a month to do that. I don't keep a record of it as such, but if you need more support, a lot more support, then sometimes we might suggest you go and join the Platinum program for a period of time. You've got the membership site, so you can jump in there, download the resources, and watch the webinars and the one-day trainings as well, because all the one-day training workshops have been recorded, so there's some fantastic information in those areas there. Now, if you're a bit stuck about where to find something, because I know there's a lot of information in there, put your hand up, blast an email through, give us a phone call, and we'll point you in the right direction. If you have any issues with the membership site from a technical perspective, or you know, doesn't play ball, let us know. Occasionally things don't go perfectly, so let us know. And in particular, I suggest you use Firefox as your browser. For some reason, Google Chrome and the membership site occasionally aren't mates, so that can cause a couple of issues with it. And there's a calendar in there, and we'll be putting together the calendar for the next year, the next few weeks, so we'll get that out so you can book on all the dates in advance next year. Now, for the more technical things, particularly around marketing, Facebooks, websites, email marketing, etc., the team here are superb. The guys in the office are better than I am, so make sure you hit us up for that. We've helped people put formulas and spreadsheets, a whole bunch of things that sometimes can be just a hassle, you're not quite sure how to do it. Look us up, let us know, we can probably help out with that side of things. Okay. How long is the program? Well, it is a 12-month program, and the reason for that is obviously it takes some time to get the structures and the strategies into your business. Now, the program itself, how long it takes for you to get to where you want to go is going to depend a little bit on what you're starting with. So if you've got a well-established business that needs some minor tweaks, you're probably going to get there sooner. If you've got some of the infrastructure and the groundwork that needs to be done, obviously it's going to take a little bit longer. So the program can take 24 months to 3 years. It just depends on the size of your business and the number and the complexity of what we need to do. So what we've found is 67% of our members, they continue after 12 months. We've had a lot of people in the program for 2-3 years. Are still continuing. And the reason is because, hey, it works. They're moving their business forward, they're putting in a good effort, and it's really helping them grow their business and take it to the next level. They do it because basically the investment in the program works well for them. Now, there's no obligation to do that, and that's something that we can talk about at the time when that time's right. Now, an important question, how much time do I need to devote to the program? Well, really simple answer. And the more time you put in, the better and the quicker your results. Very simple. And this will probably be the biggest challenge that you face working through the Profitable Trading Program. So in the early stages, you need to devote 5 to 10 hours per week to putting these strategies in place. And then, and that can be done, doesn't have to be all done at once. It can be done over a few days. You don't want to do half an hour at a time because you just can't get into it then. So it's absolutely critical that you've got your default diary organized and you've blocked aside some time to work on your business. Okay. Now you all, those of you who have done your alignment session will have had a video in the email we sent you from your alignment session, which talks to you about how to put your default diary together. So it's absolutely critical tool, that default diary, because I know everyone's time poor, but time's all a question of priorities. You don't have more than 24 hours a day, we've just got to prioritize things. So the default diary is the absolute key tool for you to take control of your time, block the tasks and put the big rocks in so you can actually get the change that you want to. Now, some of the tasks you'll be working on, you'll need to delegate to other members of your team as you go forward. We have people who hire marketing assistants. They might get a student to come in and work 10, 15 hours a week to look after their database, their Facebook, etc. That's just clever use of time. That's something that can really help you get forward more quickly. But as I said, the more time you put in, the quicker you'll achieve your goals. It's working on your business time. I look at it another way. It's investing in your future time. So if you want more or better results, you have to invest in that time. You have to do it now. If you keep just doing the urgent stuff, you're going to keep getting the same urgent results. So as I said, the results you achieve are going to be directly related to the amount of effort you put in. We'll be here, we'll help you all the way, but you have to pick up the ball and run with it. How to get the most out of the program. Get the most sauce out of the bottle. Okay, so you give a person a fish and you feed them for a day. Our philosophy at Profitable Trader is to teach a person to fish and you feed them for a lifetime. So my purpose as the director of Profitable Trader is to teach you how to fish for more business and how to fish for more wealth and better lifestyle as well. Okay, so we do not fail for a lack of resources. We fail because we are not resourceful enough. This is something that Tony Robbins said. So everything you need to be successful is in this program. All the resources you need are there. But we have to make sure that we're resourceful enough, that we find the time, we make the time, we get the extra help, we get the student on board, whatever it is, to actually implement the strategies. Now our role is to coach you, to teach you, to train you. It's a bit like coaching a football team. We can bring on the oranges, we can give you a training program, but we can't kick the goals. We can't score the tries. That has to come from you. Okay. Awesome. Because my goal is when you're finished working through our program that you can take these skills and use them forever. That they're really valuable for whatever business activities you're involved with. And so it's very important that you get your head around how the strategies work. You skill yourself up. You watch the webinars. You can't abdicate responsibility for your marketing to someone else. You've actually got to understand how it works for yourself, all your financials, all your hiring process. Okay. You've got to get your head around it yourself so that you can teach other people as well. Now, you may also, as you go through the program, you may also need to invest in some new technology, or maybe some other books or CDs, or even some other training seminars, etc. In terms of trade, there might be some other things that need to be done. And that's part of getting your business infrastructure right. You might also need to invest in some new hobbies when you're drowning in a sea of cash, which is obviously the aim of doing all this stuff. Okay. That's a joke, by the way. Now here's what we'll always expect from you. Open and honest communication. So it's incredibly important that we can be honest with each other and you can tell us exactly where you're at. Now there's some things that people struggle to be honest about. Number one, they might feel ashamed or disappointed in where they're at, or might even struggle to be honest about the situation they're in because they just feel bad about it. But it's absolutely critical that we understand where you're at. And if something's not working for you, then we need to know so we can help you the best. Okay. Is that fair enough? Cool, thanks. Thanks, guys, for the hands up. Okay. At the same time, there's all sorts of challenges and issues that people have. They might have some health challenges, mental health issues, relationship issues, whatever they are. Hey, we've heard and seen it all before. We're here to help, so just let us know where you're at, and we can definitely factor that in and make sure we give you the best support that you need. It's really important that you attend all the webinars and the coaching sessions and the one-day workshops. Now, there's a couple of reasons for this. Number one, focus and motivation is a key part of success. So when you plug in and attend webinars, coaching sessions, and one-day workshops, you're going to plug in to the energy and the motivation and the focus. You're going to figure out and learn what other people are doing, and you'll get motivated by that. You'll see the successes that other people are having, and that will help you increase your believability about actually getting stuff done. And by attending the webinars, etc., you learn stuff as well. And learning is fantastic for your motivation. New ideas, fresh ideas, keeps you on track. If you find yourself getting too busy and you stop coming to webinars, coaching sessions, you will die in a ditch. Can't put it any more bluntly than that. You'll get overwhelmed and you'll cut yourself off from the source of that focus and motivation. So make it a priority to attend the events. If you can't attend them, watch the replays as soon as possible so you stay on track. Make quick decisions, implement properly, and complete work by agreed deadlines. Fortune and business favors the action taker. So we've got to take quick action, implement properly, with haste and energy and violently, so we get stuff done by deadlines. The more activity you take, I can guarantee the more success you will have. And she wins with the team, so we can raise the bar across the industry. This is a big thing for me, and that's one of the reasons we've set up the Profitable Tradie Facebook group. Share the wins that you've had. That will encourage other people. And we'll, by sharing the wins, we can raise the bar for everyone across the industry. Get the margins up, make it more professional, and improve it for everyone. I'm not expecting you to share your secret pricing strategies, etc., with the person down the road. But if you've had a marketing strategy that works well for you, maybe your email marketing, whatever, it's not going to really take much away from anyone else. Or a checklist, or a quality assurance checklist. That will help raise the bar for everyone. Stick with the program for 12 months so you can see the benefit from long-term results. So you do need to put the time in. And it does take time to build the base with your business. And 12 months is a good time to work hard on that. Now, there's a philosophy or a way of looking at things which is called above and below the line. So you'll see the black line there in the middle. And this is absolutely critical to your success and to just your happiness in life, to be honest. Now, those who operate below the line are what we call the victims. And they tend to blame people, they make excuses, and they operate in denial. Now, denial is not a river in Egypt. It's a pretty serious problem. Now, when you blame, excuse, and deny, you make a bed for yourself to lie in. And this kind of thinking process comes out in all sorts of ways. For instance, there's no staff. I can't find any good staff. That's an excuse. That's below the line. Everyone else is, you know, pricing their work at the lowest price. I don't have time. All my staff won't listen to me. They're all victim mentalities. And all they do is make you feel pretty shitty about where you're at. They limit your horizons and stop you taking action. We want to operate above the line, which is where we take ownership, we're accountable for our situation, and we're responsible for our own results, or we're the victor. Now, how that works is if you're struggling to find staff, operating above the line is saying things like, okay, what I've tried so far hasn't given me the results I want. What else can I try next? What are other people doing that seems to have worked? Have I looked overseas to hire people? How would that process work? What do I need to do to train my apprentices more quickly? That's taking a victor mentality. Or, for instance, if you're struggling with low-margin work and you find that the market you're in is very price competitive, then operating above the line is like, okay, that's fine. Well, what markets could I operate in? How would I get more work in another market that had better margins? That's operating above the line. So from time to time, if I find you operating below the line, or Damon does, we might call you on that. We might say, hey guys, how about getting above the line? Because below the line's not going to work for you. Okay. Now, to make sure you get the most out of the program, you need to get rid of the, oh, I know, the old folded arms, oh, yeah, but my business is different. Or, yeah, but that won't work in a small town. Or, yeah, but that won't work in a big city like Christchurch or Auckland or Wellington. Because if you fold your arms and you say, I know, basically you're shutting off. Okay. So what I want you to do, if you find yourself in that situation, because not everything will work all of the time. I know that. That's just the reality of things. If you find yourself listening to something you're not sure about, I want you to keep an open mind, keep an open posture, and just say, isn't that interesting? Because that'll keep you open to the learning process. That's a phrase I learned from Brad Sugars. Isn't that interesting? Is that all good, guys? Awesome. Okay. Now, the formula for success in life. Be, do, have. Now, have, we'll start at the bottom. Have is the results that you would like to achieve. So that's essentially the vision you have for your business and your life. That's your vision book. I want to make $500,000. I want to own, you know, a beach home. I want a new car. I want to be able to take Tuesdays and Thursday afternoons off to coach the kids' footy team or their netball team. That's your have. I want to learn the guitar or whatever you want to do. The do is the actions you need to take to make that happen. So that's the strategies in United Our Plan. You need to build my website. I need to get online marketing working. I need to price for margins. I need to get some pricing templates organized. I need to implement job management system. That's the do. The B is actually critical to this. That's who you are and how you are as a person. That's your focus and your motivation. Because if you're going to need to do some different stuff, you're probably going to need to be a different person. So do I need to be someone who understands my numbers and my margins and my financials? Do I need to be more focused and motivated? Do I need to be more positive? Do I need to be more empathetic with my staff to really get on side with them? So the B is all about the top 2 inches. And Gandhi, very famous Indian statesman who most of you will have heard of, said you have to be the change you want to see in the world. You have to be the change you want to see in the world. So if you want more and better results from your business, you're going to have to become a different business owner. And that means you're probably going to have to get over a few things. Get over yourself in a lot of respects. You're probably going to need to toughen up. You're probably going to be more action-orientated. You're probably going to need to be more comfortable talking about and asking for money. You're probably going to have to be a bit more fun, have a bit more of a laugh, treat it a little bit less seriously as well to really get the energy levels up. Okay. And B is all about getting your vision book sorted out, working on your, listening to your CDs, etc., to continually nourish your brain and keep yourself focused and motivated. Does that make sense, guys? Awesome. Because business is part strategy, and you're going to have more than enough strategy working in this program, I can tell you that for sure. But also we've got to have the right mindset to implement those strategies violently and with enthusiasm. Okay. They're also going to need to test and measure. I mean, business is a numbers game. So business is maths. Where do our leads come from? Well, we've got to measure it. No point marketing otherwise. What are our profit margins? What are we pricing at? And that's why every month we'll ask you to send through your key performance indicators. So you'll set up a budget, and then you'll report the actuals against that. And this is a basic key performance indicator checklist that you'll send through. Some of you will get more sophisticated ones. With your business has been a little bit more sophisticated, that's fine. But this is a great start because it'll give us the broad brush approach of how the business is tracking. And it's a little bit like a dashboard on your car. You know, it gives us a speed indicator, a fuel indicator, a temperature light for how things are going. And helps us figure out where we might need to look if things aren't going as we planned. For instance, if your conversion rate's very low, that would say to us, hey, your sales process is a bit wobbly. Let's look into that. Are you following up properly? Have you got an information pack? Are you qualifying people properly? Okay, so knowing and showing your numbers is a key part to success. What you can expect from the program? It's a clear plan for your business. That's your 90-day plan. proven practical common sense strategies and tools. Okay, so everything you see we've tried, a lot of stuff that hasn't worked as well to try and save you the stubbed toes and bloody noses. Honest feedback, accountability, and an outsider's perspective. Okay, so we'll tell you as we see it. With love, of course, but as we see it, nevertheless. An unreasonable yet compassionate friend. Hey, we actually really care passionately about the results you guys get, but we'll also tell you as we see it. And sometimes that's what we need to actually shake ourselves out of the rut we're in to move on to bigger and better and more scalable results. Now, sometimes I or Damon may not be nice. Nothing inside me cares enough. That's what nice stands for. We actually care. So if we think you're kind of off base or you're what I call dicking around or really not actioning stuff, is it okay if we call you on that? Just give me a hands up. Are you okay if we're like, hey, give you a boot in the bum if you need it? Okay. Now, you'll also find, as we work through the program, that there's some what we call blinding flashes of the obvious. Hey, most things in business are actually relatively simple. Margins, marketing, pricing, it's kind of simple. But it's not necessarily easy to implement. Okay? So we often have some blind spots in our business, and our job is to point those out and actually get you to take action on stuff. Okay. So just to finish up, there's four key principles that I'm going to cover off just to help you get the most out of the program. Number one is your reticular activator system. So your reticular activator system is your compass, is the compass for your brain. So here's how it works. I'll give you an example. Let's say you buy a new a white Amarok, Amarok. You drive it off the lot and you're driving around town and you're like, flippin' heck. Like every man and his dog has got a white Amarok ute and I just never noticed them before. Has anyone experienced that? Pretty much what's happening there is the brain is noticing what it's programmed to notice. So this is how goal setting works. You see, the reticular activating system is like the unconscious brain working for you. So if you have your vision book and you look at your vision book and you get your goals really clear and so they have some emotional resonance and you look at them regularly, your brain will start, the subconscious starts to look for ways to make that happen for you. Basically you get what you focus on. Okay. Here's the flip side. If you focus on what's going wrong all the time, on the shit you're dealing with and staff with Muppets and staff you can't find and shitty clients, that's what you're going to get more of. So it's really critical to create a clear picture with your vision book about what you actually want it to look like and focus on that, and the reticular activating system will start to work on that. Now I don't exactly understand how this works, I just know sure as day that it does work. Okay? It's a bit like gravity. We can't see it, don't really know how it works, but we know that it does. So that's focus on what you'll get what you focus on. Number two is the principle of leverage. So Archimedes was a Greek philosopher, I think, and he said, give me a lever long enough and a fulcrum on which to place it and I shall move the world. Pretty much what he's talking about is the concept of leverage. Now if you get a nut that's really tight, you get a very long spanner or wrench and you get a lot of leverage, a lot of torque on it. That's how you get leverage. So here's the thing, team. If hard work was the answer, would have you solved the problems and the challenges that you have in your business already? Just write yes or no in the chat box. If hard work was the answer, would you have solved the challenges and problems in your business already? Yeah. Pretty much everyone's writing yes, of course. That's right. You're all working hard. So obviously, just working harder is not the answer to success. Key to success. What we need to be able to do, and leverage is all about getting more done with the same or less effort. It's about being resourceful because there are only a certain number of hours in the day. What we need to do is try and increase our hourly rate so we're doing more valuable stuff with our business. It's only four ways to get leverage, team. number one is more and better people. So that's tradespeople and people in the office. Okay, to get more done, you multiply yourself. Number two, marketing. So back in the early days, marketing, you know, before there was the printed press or the internet, you're in the village store going belly to belly with people. Now marketing is what we call salesmanship in print, so you can use the media, print media, now the internet. Awesome time to be marketing. Just incredible the results you can achieve with the internet. Systems and technology, so that's writing your processes down on a piece of paper so someone else can follow them, getting it out of your head, and using technology to automate your processes as much as you can, because automation always beats motivation. And what we do is we set up the business to be run by your systems, and then your job is to, your people run your systems and you lead your team. And lastly is your financials. So you can change your margins and your reporting to get more and better results. So a small increase in your margin across all your jobs is going to make a massive increase in your numbers. So there are only four ways to leverage. And to get more and better results, we're going to have to be resourceful and create some leverage. Does that make sense, guys? Cool. Thank you. Number three is perturbation. Basically, that means stress and anxiety and uncertainty, they're guaranteed. So as you go through this process of growing your business, what you'll find is you'll get to a point where it's just really stressful and overwhelming and you feel like you're going to explode. And that's a bit like what happens to a kettle that you put on the stove. You crank up the heat, crank up the gas, it starts to bubble and get agitated. And you've got a couple of options there. Either you can take it off the stove, in which case it stops boiling, goes back to like it was, which is kind of like taking yourself out of the situation. You'll just go back to where you were, nothing changes, or you can stay on the heat. Eventually the pot, the water will boil, change from a liquid to a gas, a lot of energy released and you change state. Same happens for you, you've got to stay under pressure because you'll master it. And what happens is when you crack it, what was hard now becomes easy. So all of you have started out in business, or some of you have bought into a business, but you all started out as trades, apprentices, and went through your trade. Now you've got businesses you're running. I mean, who could have believed that that would be possible right at the start? So you've mastered those things. Same thing's going to happen with this change process with your business. So what we might do from time to time is if we think you're close to a breakthrough, we might just put a little bit more pressure on just to help you bust through to that next level. That's the concept of perturbation. You become perturbed and a little bit stressed out, that's okay. You're probably in the right spot when that's happening, as long as you're taking continual action. And it pretty much looks like this. You start out on the change process with your business, you're all positive, you're going to get good results quickly. After a few months or 6 months or 8 months or however long it is, you probably hit a bit of a plateau. You might get a bit frustrated because things aren't happening as quickly as you want. It's a bit like going to the gym. You get good results at the start, can't plateau off, you've got to push through to the next level. So you've got a choice. When you get frustrated, you can either cop out, go back to where you were, which is pretty much failure, or you can push through, and we'll help you push through to success. Okay? You are going to feel like this from time to time. So your options are push through or cop out. The question is, which one are you going to choose? One's going to lead you to success and one's going to just put you back right where you started. Lastly, I want to talk about fear. Funny thing to talk about. You didn't realize you're coming to the psychologist's couch today. Well, from time to time you might experience fear. So fear is false expectations appearing real. So I just want to take a minute to explain what fear is. And I'm going to put anxiety in here and worry and stress. They all kind of fit into this bracket. So there's two types of fear you can experience in life. One is the threat of imminent physical danger. I like the caveman with the saber-toothed tiger. It's like, whoa, I spear, he tiger, I gap it. So it's that fight or flight response. It's a lot of adrenaline energy produced, and it's designed for either fight or flight. Okay, so most of us aren't in that situation from a work sense, but what we do experience is what I call psychological fear or brain-made fear. And what happens here is typically we have a question in our mind and it starts with what if. What if this person says no to my quote? What if the staff member tells me to get stuffed? What if I make a mistake pricing this work? What happens if I get rejected? What happens if I fail? What happens if I go bankrupt? What happens if I can't pay my bills? What happens if I lose my house? Yada, yada, yada. I mean, has anyone felt like that? Just give me a hands up if you've ever done any of those what ifs. I know I have. Awesome. Okay. Thanks, guys. So we all kind of know what I'm talking about. The trouble with that situation is none of that shit is real. It hasn't happened. It's a what if. Okay? It has not happened yet. But because we've thought about it in our brain, the emotions can't make any distinction between what's real in the brain and what's actually real out in the world. The emotions will respond the same way to a what if fear to an actual physical fear. This is very important. Because if we're thinking about what ifs all the time, what actually happens to our ability to get shit done? Yeah, that's right. We procrastinate. We get caught up in a knot. We don't do anything because we're fearful about making stuff happen. So fear is a big one. Now, you've all got this far in life. You've all had success. So you've pretty much dealt with everything you've had to. So when you find yourself in that situation, rather than saying, what if, how about saying, hey, I can handle this. What do I need to do to make this work? Because the people who manage this what if fear thing the best are the ones who get the quickest and most powerful results. Fear, false expectations appearing real. So to finish up on a good note, George S. Patton is a pretty brutal US general in the World War II. He said a good plan violently executed right now is better than a perfect plan next week. So the key is to be an action taker. Yep, acknowledge that you might be fearful or uncertain. We all feel like that. But taking action is the key to success because when you take action, you're going to get some feedback and some results. And you'll know whether the decision you've made is a good one or not. It's very hard to know before you make it sometimes. So a good plan violently executed right now is better than a perfect plan next week. So let's get lots of stuff done quickly, test and measure the results. Okay, so now it's time to get busy. That's the new client webinar that we run, and it's really designed to make sure that you can get the best results out of the program and understand some of the sort of mental and emotional challenges you're going to face on the way through so that you're set up to get quick results and long-lasting results so you can improve the profitability of your business. You can buy some time back and scale your business up so it works well for you and gives you the lifestyle that you deserve and that you want. So if you've got any questions, you're most welcome to ask them, and I can answer them the best I can. So if you want to do that, just blast them through. Okay, guys, take care, and we'll spot you next time. Choice.